Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Middle of another big week here in the MOB community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. I wanted to pick up a conversation that's kind of been trickling along this entire week as we start this brand new second half of the year. On Monday, we were talking a little bit about the importance of acting on your inspiration, jumping when you feel it, right? And then yesterday, I talked about declaring your independence. And, you know, here's the key part to all of this. As entrepreneurs, we live in the world of risk. I'm not talking about that silly term YOLO. Maybe you've heard that term YOLO, Y-O-L-O, meaning you only live once. I'm not talking about being foolish, right? I'm not talking about doing stupid crap on impulse. I'm talking about real calculated risk. The interesting thing about anybody who knows that they have to take risk is that they say to themselves, this is part of the plan. I know that I'm going to have to take a certain amount of risk in order to get the reward. And the most important part of this is to understand the difference between taking a calculated risk and living with that idea, right? It's not just about going, hey, there's calculated risk in building a business. There's calculated risk in asking that person out. There's calculated risk in, climbing a mountain or swimming across the English Channel or entering a race. There's a calculated risk to anything worthwhile. It's one thing to be obnoxious and self-centered and irresponsible. It's another thing to be risk-averse, closed-minded, and not taking any risk at all. We have to find that ability to take calculated risks. Now listen, I can look at all these different things we see in life where we say, oh yeah, this person over here has kind of got the YOLO approach. You only live once, one life, live it out loud. I get that. But you can also do what you love, even if it pisses off the people that are conventional thinkers, right? Turning away from an opportunity or being averse to change and belief that, you know, you've tried and you can only do the things that work. Listen, it's better to live a life where you risk, where you push yourself outside the comfort zone, as opposed to living a life of regret and bitterness and saying, oh, you know, everything that I've tried didn't work out. It doesn't seem to be my time. Instead of living like that, let's live with courage. Here's the truth. All of life is a risk. Hell, getting out of bed is a risk. Driving down the street is a risk. Eating a meal that you didn't cook yourself is a risk. Or in some case, some people may say, hey, if I cook, it is a risk to eat it because I'm a terrible cook. I get it. But think about that for a second. Just getting out of bed, you run the risk of dying or getting hurt. Driving down the road. Think about this. You're driving down the road, and 1 or 2 feet away from you is a car going the opposite direction. A chunk of steel, 2 or 3 tons heavy. And if you're driving down the road where, you know, like most roads, the average speed is about 35 miles an hour here in the United States. If you're both doing the speed limit, 35, that means your closure rate is 70 miles an hour. Try driving your car into a brick wall at 70 miles an hour and tell me how that's going to end up for you. So we risk every single day. Total strangers you've never met, people you'll never meet again, drive past you, and you're just totally taking that risk. Nobody even thinks about it. But yet you talk to them about taking a risk with their business or taking a risk with their marketing or taking a risk with something that is, you know, financial. Oh, man, people freak out. They recoil. That's a big risk to take. I could lose my money. You could lose your life driving a car. You don't even think about it. Never crosses their mind. Some people would rather risk their lives than risk their money. That's how visceral money can be for people. At the end of the day, it's not about risk. It's about understanding it. It's about trusting yourself. It's about believing enough in your ability to follow through on the risk that you're taking. So today I want to explore a little bit about the risk and why it's worth it. First and foremost, in order for us to be able to take more risk, besides realizing this isn't some fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants impulsive action, right? We're not talking about just doing something on the spur of the moment. We're talking about taking a real tangible risk. We have to stop obsessing over control. If you want to be a better risk taker, you have to stop obsessing over control. Think you got to control everything. There are certain things that you absolutely can and should control, and those are the ones that I want you to focus on. But to be worried about what the economy is going to do or the market's going to do or what if so-and-so does this, what if the company goes out of business, listen, you can't control that. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe the decision is don't do it. But at least get yourself out of the position where you're obsessing over control. Let it go. Trust and allow a little bit. Be open to what's coming your way, because guess what? A lot of times things don't happen on our timeline, and they certainly don't come up according to our plan. You guys heard me. You hung out long enough. You heard me talk about my dream of becoming a naval aviator. Flying in the Navy is a high-risk evolution. You don't just go jump in an airplane and come back guaranteed that you're not going to get hurt, shot, or killed. It's a very high-risk environment. It's a very high-risk profession. But there's also a part that could be very disappointing. My dream was to be a fighter pilot. It didn't work out. Sometimes the better dream is hiding behind the disappointment of not fulfilling the one we had to start with. In other words, my dream of being a fighter pilot was everything, and as soon as I found out that I was going to fly surveillance and reconnaissance, I thought, oh, dream over. This is a nightmare, except that it ended up being the greatest gift ever. I got to meet my wife, Mia. I got to learn leadership and strategic planning skills that I never would have learned any other place that have transpired into a dream career now, mentoring amazing people around the world to help them build their businesses. So stop obsessing over control. Stop thinking everything has to work out according to your plan, your timeline, your specifics. Sometimes things happen differently than you want them to, and sometimes that can be a very beautiful miracle wrapped inside that whole catastrophe that you are defining as a catastrophe. Next is take calculated risk. Again, this isn't about doing stupid things. Well, I'm going to jump off the Empire State Building and just hope that it works out, right? It's not about being foolish. It's not about YOLOing your way through life. It's about making the best of what you've got and taking a calculated risk. It's about looking at, hey, this is my business. What can I do to mitigate the risks? What are the risks? What could possibly happen? The one thing that drives me nuts about people that are overly positive thinkers is that they don't stop and think about all the things that could go wrong. There's an actual practice in the science of stoicism, or maybe you call it an art, but in the philosophy of stoicism, they talk about negative visualization. And I train my clients how to do this. I think it's funny when people talk about the law of attraction. They're like, well, if you focus on negativity, isn't that what you're going to get more of? No. I mean, if you obsess over it, certainly. But if you say to yourself, what could possibly go wrong with this business? What are all the things that could go wrong? And if you list those out and then you plan around those possibilities, that's called contingency planning. It's called arming yourself for success, not setting yourself up for defeat. You have to know what could possibly go wrong. You have to think about those things. It doesn't mean that you obsess over them. It means that you take the time and you focus and go, what could possibly go wrong here? How can we pragmatically plan around those and do the best work you can in order to not allow yourself to trip? Now, the next part to this is you have to accept the odds, okay? Because it's not always going to work out, kind of like I was talking about with my dream of being a fighter pilot. It doesn't always work out on our parameters, according to the way we want it to work out. It may take longer, all right? It may not work out the first time. It may cost you more money than they tell you it's going to. But here's the good news. You'll be fine. You just got to trust yourself. You got to allow yourself to lean into the fear, push past it. You got to allow yourself to make a great decision and work with it. You got to allow yourself the opportunity to demonstrate your ability to follow through with it, and then you got to acknowledge it when you do. Hey, I did something. I took the risk. I pushed past all that fear. I didn't listen to all the negativity and all the crap from other people. I was also grounded in reality. I wasn't some dreamy-eyed, overly positive person. I actually did what JT said, and use that stoicism practice of negative visualization and realize that it ain't always going to work out, so we better have a contingency plan. And when you do that, you accept the odds. You say, hey, the odds are, they say 95% of small businesses fail within the first year. Fine, I'm taking that odds, because that 5%, there's still a window. A pretty good-sized window, by the way. Think long-term. When you accept the odds, think long-term. Realize, look, listen, all too often, we want immediate payoffs. We want things to work right. I heard this person say the other day, well, you know, it's been 6 weeks, and I'm not getting results. I'm like, 6 weeks? Come back and talk to me in 6 years. Stop obsessing over immediate results. The quick payoffs, the quick results, listen, big things, good things happen over time. They rarely happen on our timeline, exactly as we call it. So we have to plan for a few iterations. We have to plan to go through a few drafts before we get to that final draft. We have to plan and realize that sometimes the process is what we really signed up for instead of obsessing over the results. It'll all work itself out if we're patient and pragmatic, and as long as we approach it from a place of saying, okay, I'm going to follow through on this. The only way to know whether the risk is worth taking is to do it. But it's not about flying by the seat of your pants. It's not about the whole YOLO, you only live once approach and being foolish and impulsive. It's about first dropping this obsession over control. We can't control everything. There are just certain things outside of our control. So we have to trust and allow a little bit. We have to let go and focus on the things we can control. We got to take the calculated risk by not being foolish, but accepting the odds. It's not always going to work. May not work the first time or the second time or the third time, but it will work eventually. If we stick in the game, if we're open to learning, if we make the course corrections and the adjustments, and if we're patient and pragmatic in our approach. You have to have that long-term view, though. It's so alluring, seductive to want those immediate payoffs. It's so easy to be obsessed with the results. But where the real magic comes, where the real freedom comes, like I talked a little bit about yesterday, is to be able to cut ourselves free, declare our independence of that tyranny of needing things right now, or needing things on our timeline or somebody else's timeline, people that are putting pressure on us from the outside, cutting ourselves loose of that, declaring our independence and saying, I will make this happen. Just give me the chance and the opportunity to follow through. If we say that to others, but more importantly, say it to ourselves, then taking risks not only becomes part of the process, it becomes part of the fun. And when you become a great risk taker, you will become a great winner. You will have the big payoffs because you took the big risks. So get out there today and play the game full out. Play the game courageously. Take the risks, believe in yourselves, and follow through. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.